This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Kavanaugh. It's all about that report, what the senators saw in the room to review. Democrats are furious. Republicans are crossing their fingers as the countdown is on. The procedural vote will happen on Friday morning, and there's all kinds of speculation about the FBI report because there's plenty we don't know, and I guess there's plenty we do know. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I always say we're at the crossroads of what's buzzing in your backyard and mine, so who better to bring into the conversation than Bob Ney from Talk Media News. Bob, you and I have been talking about this for years, what the stuff that's been happening in D.C., and like I say, the reaction that we all have. I have to tell you, I've been doing America Tonight for 10 years, and really in the last 5 years, and you've probably been on with me the bulk of those 5 years, there's been more conversation. People ask me, because people know I do sports and business and speak, people ask me more about what's happening in D.C. than anything else. What's going on? What's going on with Kavanaugh? What do you know? What's the leak? What happened? What's going on? Yeah.
Same here. I'm getting calls, messenger calls to my house from people all over the place. And it used to be I'd get up. I've been doing this for, 8 years with Talk Media News. And I would get up and have to prepare news. And this, even during the Obama era, maybe one or two Obama stories. Today I just get up and I Google Trump. And that's it. That's what does it. You know, the Kavanaugh story is on overload. And, you know, something I found interesting, you and I have talked about this so many times, this nomination, but I find it interesting. The Democratic side comes out and they say, well, you know, they didn't interview a certain amount of people. They don't actually come out and dispute the report of Ford versus Kavanaugh. You know what I'm saying? They don't like it, but they don't come out and say, well, you know, that report is completely inaccurate. They're saying it's inaccurate because they didn't interview more people, you know, that they didn't put it together correctly, et cetera.
Wow. I mean, just, it's just wild. Like we said, it's just wild about the report. And it's closer to now, the Senate's not, it seems. It comes down to the three, Jeff Flake, Murkowski, it seems, and Collins, senators-wise. Although there could be somebody that jumps around on the Republican side, who knows. But it's really the three that are being talked about. I can't see Jeff Flake not voting yes on Kavanaugh. I don't see it. And I really don't see that from Collins.
Murkowski will go with Collins, but here's the thing, and I did Wheeling West Virginia Radio today. I'm putting Manchin in the yes category. Look, and my friends have gotten mad at me for this. I've told them they're not going to beat Joe Manchin. Senator Manchin is going to win. And right now, he is up so far over his opponent that it's beyond belief, because you've got to remember, as you know, Trump screamed West Virginia out like we've never seen before, way ahead. So Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is losing to Manchin, and I'm thinking, why would Manchin, you know, go the other direction and give Morrissey some kind of lifeline? I don't see it. I bet you Manchin goes with the nomination, which
would
put them more than over the top.
Yeah, I think it happens. I think without a doubt, protests, everything else aside, doesn't matter.
Sure.
I think that's what happens. And then Kavanaugh, he wrote an op-ed piece for the Wall Street Journal arguing that he would be an independent and nonpartisan judge. He didn't apologize for anything about the behavior, because that's being talked about at the hearing. We even have a former Supreme Court justice saying that he liked Kavanaugh, but now he doesn't have the temperament and he doesn't think he should be a Supreme Court justice. And, you know, because of that whole increased scrutiny over that. You have 2,400 law professors, Bob, from all, you know, left, right, whatever you want to say. They signed a letter last week arguing he lacked judicial temperament and that he, that display that he did, and it would be disqualifying for any court, let alone the highest court in the land. That was the one thing that bothered me. I still... And I think it was because he was being defensive. He was defending himself and didn't even process. He didn't even process, wow, this is going to come off this way. It doesn't. I don't think that was even entered into his head. I think it was when he was challenged and when he felt like he was backed into a corner, which was the whole time. I think that's how he reacted. What do you think?
Yes, and I agree with you. There's two things that, that bothered me, and I saw, you know, with the professors and the lawyers. Also, the churches came out and said that were opposed to him. But two things: one, he has friends, and these people have said, look, they like him. They don't think he was at the party, et cetera. But they said he surely has a different recall of his drinking days. Now, it's not to take inventory. You know, I've been there myself. So it's not to take inventory on him, but I think he presented it in a watered-down version, I really do, of his past. Now, I know it was 35 years ago, so the question is, does he act like that today? We don't know of any stories, you know, where he does. But I think he did downplay that. But the demeanor part is the part that got me, in the sense that when, you know, and the senators don't have to be coddled. He could be aggressive, and I know he was angry, but when he yelled back and said, have you ever been a blackout drinker, you know, that part of it, he was really not in control whatsoever. Now, again, does that disqualify him? Was this a unique point in time? And it won't, it doesn't get emotional like this, obviously, on the Supreme Court itself, you know.
Yeah.
But this was unique all the way around, all the way back to, you know, today. If anybody ought to really feel bad about the FBI report, it should be Senator Feinstein, for not 2 months ago taking this to her colleagues, both sides of the aisle, in confidence. Then there had been a much longer and probably thorough look, period, from the beginning of this thing.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. Hey, I want to throw this one in, too. Senator Bernie Sanders came up with the Too Big to Fail, Too Big to Exist Act, which was wild, on Wednesday. It would cap the exposure of U.S. financial companies to no more than 3% of gross domestic product, or about $584 billion. You know all about this, and you think back to Too Big to Fail and what happened in our past, like 2008. So the legislation probably doesn't go forward, though, right?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, if you look at Bernie Sanders and the fact that he brought up about student loans, showing that students were basically indentured servants in a lot of cases, he brought that issue to the forefront. He brought the $15 an hour on Amazon, you know, and the minimum wage to the forefront. A couple of states went that way. I served on Financial Institutions Committee for 11 years, Kate, with Bernie Sanders. I've heard the Too Big to Fail. And one point about the banks where they've really gotten away with a lot, if they get in trouble at the top of the food chain of that bank, the banks are deemed too big to fail. They can't fail, so really nobody gets in trouble. They pay some fines, you know. And that's always been a bone of contention. And also, how large can they grow before they become a danger if they topple? So, no, it's not going to go anywhere. But if he raises this idea and it catches steam, it won't pass, but it may make a little bit of difference how they watch themselves internally, the banks. You know, maybe a little bit of self-policing might come about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's interesting. Glad we brought that up. Bob Ney, as always, thank you so much for hanging with us here on ATN.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Good stuff. We'll be watching what happens, of course, with Brett Kavanaugh. When we come back, on the flip side, some other odds and ends about that FBI report and the leaks, the secret room, and all that other sort of stuff. And then more on Brett Kavanaugh's op-ed piece that he wrote for the Wall Street Journal. Hang with us. KD on ATN.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Is ticking, and it's ticking, ticking, ticking over this Kavanaugh vote. Are we going to have another Supreme Court justice or not? And, boy, different from a week ago what we were talking about. It's not about the testimony. It's about the confirmation. And the confirmation is here. I mean, I think, you know, this is it. This is D-Day, so to speak, and I can't imagine that this does not go through. We talked about it there with Bob Ney. It definitely has the elements of everything that a movie script would have, though, doesn't it? High drama, hatred, and nastiness on all sides of this, going back into the vault, into the history. I'll tell you one thing, and comedians are having a field day with this. If you're listening to this show, and you're 14, 15, 16, you know, they say it doesn't matter, we'll be kids. Not anymore, because everything, we live in a different era, first of all. So everything is recorded, meaning you throw stuff out on Facebook, ha-ha, funny, I'm joking, or you publish something, or you, on Amazon, a self-published rambling memoir like Wasted, hint to Mark Judge, the friend of Brett Kavanaugh, where at one point he was charging some serious money for it. I guess now you can get it for free. the rambling novel that alluded to what happened when they were in high school, and the things that you used to do that were, oh, shucks, we just, you know, we soaped some windows and we threw toilet paper in the trees in the house. You get arrested now. But also it's out there, so it's more recorded. So you can see when they testified, or when they were, you know, brought before the hearing, Brett Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford, what was interesting is it made me think of that. Like, boy, could you recall what happened in high school? And I know this is veering off of this bitter partisan divide. But seriously, if you are that age and you're listening to America Tonight, think about what you're putting out there. Just make sure that if it comes back to you, you can defend it, or it's authentic. That's the key. It's authentic to you. And I'll tell you, this is the scoop on the FBI report. Jeff Flake will definitely vote yes for Kavanaugh. There's no question. He might be a key swing vote. I don't think he ever was a key swing vote, by the way. But he looked at the FBI report and he said, "If there is no corroboration in what I've just seen here about Dr. Ford's allegation of sexual assault." He said there's nothing in the supplementary background check that corroborated the claims, which threw the nomination into turmoil last month. He said he agrees with fellow Republican Senator Susan Collins and others in viewing the FBI report as thorough. He said it failed to back up the claim that Kavanaugh assaulted her, Ford, at a House gathering in 82 when they were both in high school. So I can't imagine that he doesn't go that way. I mean, maybe Collins and Murkowski are still being billed as undecided, but I don't see this as undecided. I see my 60-40 from polling people I knew in D.C. as now, you know, 75-25, that this is stamped, I think. I really do. Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley said on Thursday morning that the FBI failed to do it. Said they used the same word, corroborate the claims, after interviewing the additional witnesses. Democrats are saying it's crap. They didn't interview half the people they should have interviewed, and that's why you're getting the comments that you're getting now. So either way, you have hundreds of women who are calling on Murkowski and Sullivan to vote no in Alaska on Kavanaugh, female attorneys in Alaska. You have protests on the Hill that include some famous faces. Comedian Amy Schumer was in the mix there for that one. You have some classmates saying that the portrait isn't correct. You have other classmates saying to vote no on the confirmation. A group of Yale students who refer to themselves as drinking buddies with Brett Kavanaugh are calling for the Senate to vote no. The former classmates of Kavanaugh, Charles Luddington, Lynn Brooks, Elizabeth Swisher, they wrote an op-ed piece for the Washington Post on Thursday, saying that they spoke out publicly because of what they felt were dishonest statements from Kavanaugh. And they each said that he lied to the Senate by stating under oath that he never drank to the point of forgetting what he was doing. They said all of them did that, that unequivocally all of them on numerous occasions had seen him stumbling drunk to the point that it would be impossible for him to state with any degree of certainty that he remembered everything he did when he was drunk, and they said that they disrupted their own lives by coming forward about this alleged drinking. He denies the allegation, and the Senate is, as I say, they're moving forward the procedural vote on Kavanaugh's nomination on Friday. So that's where we stand. It is a massive tug of war, and then it's a question of the vote. That's it. It's a question of the vote, and whether or not Kavanaugh gets in. Looking at this, we don't know the end, but I say it's 75-25, right? I think 75% yes. I'd almost say 100%, but with pretty good sources, and because they're wussing around it, meaning not saying, just corroborating, you know, throwing out a couple of words, dancing around it, Flake getting confronted in the elevator and slurking back and then coming out and saying there wasn't it. I mean, Flake's going to say yes. He's going to vote yes. And probably the other two are going to vote yes, for sure. If I'm going to read the tea leaves, and I've been trying to do that with my crack crystal ball instead of the tea leaves, and that's what I get from that. I'll tell you one thing. While that's happening in D.C., and we don't know the end to this very real story, whether we're getting another Supreme Court justice named Brett Kavanaugh or it's going to be someone else from the shortlist or what's going to happen there, I saw the crazy story today that, and, you know, it's almost like they have to take their own blood oath. They have to go into the secret room just like the senators did and one by one sign that they will not reveal what happens in the future. But I guess they're, you know, they just wrapped Avengers 4. And Chris Evans, who plays the hunky-hunky Captain America, Steve Rogers, since 2011, the very first Avenger, tweeted a message on Thursday about signing off from the upcoming Avengers movie, saying, "Officially wrapped Avengers 4, it was an emotional day to say the least. Playing the role over the last 8 years has been an honor to everyone in front of the camera, behind the camera, and in the audience. Thank you for the memories, eternally grateful." And so he basically is saying, bye-bye, I've had a great run. And that's what he said, nothing lasts forever, I've had a great run, that kind of thing. It's up to them, I walk away with no regrets. Wow. So, okay, so is that you're telling us the ending, Chris Evans? Are you telling us the ending of the Avengers? You mean this time when I go to see it, there's not going to be a little boy next to me crying because... or there will be one crying because you've been killed off. That's what happened last time. The last end of the movie, this poor little boy was sobbing next to me because he didn't understand why the superheroes were being killed. So maybe this is the end of the line for him. He said he's a basket case. He's a bit of a basket case because he had done it for so long, yada, yada. So we don't know, comparing Hollywood endings to real-life endings in Washington, we don't know the end of the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court, but we do know the end, it seems, to the Avengers 4, that Captain America is not going to be Captain America anymore, because he got really upset and pretty much said, bye-bye, bye-bye, bye-bye. Wow! I mean, like I said, they make you take a blood oath. The secret Hollywood room where you go in and you say, I will not go on Jimmy Kimmel. I will not go on Jimmy Fallon. I will not go on any of the night shows, any of the shows, and tell the ending of the movie. And I think sometimes they have to work on that, giving away big, juicy details. I mean, for goodness sake, we've got our cheap movie review coming up. And in the trailers, they really try to get you in and make you want to go to the movie, because now they got so much to compete with, especially. But they really try to keep the curveballs to themselves, so you can't guess it, especially if it's some kind of wicked ending that you're not expecting, because you keep the cat in the bag, right? Wow. All right, we come back on the flip side. Speaking of bags, we are going to the mail bag. What do you, and that tall guy in the back have to say about what's happening in the world? We'll find out next here on ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is supposed to be a Democrat state. I don't think so.
President Trump revs up Republicans in Rochester, Minnesota, as he holds a patriotic Make America Great Again rally.
They have a very big surprise coming, don't you think?
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh closer to a confirmation vote now that the FBI's latest investigation wrapped up.
None of the allegations have been corroborated by the 7th FBI investigation. Not in the new FBI investigation. Not anywhere.
That's Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who takes to the Senate floor. He's clearly had more than enough of Democrats who want more and more delays. McConnell ready to call the vote.
For goodness sake, this is the United States of America. Nobody is supposed to be guilty until proven innocent.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Yeah, let's go to the mailbag. Coming up in our next seg, by the way, we're going to hit the movies, so our cheap movie review. How about this? You wanted to talk about a hiker being killed in the Smokies, the presidential alert, and what did I think about it, and then widow spiders crushing down on schools in London. What is that about? All right, so we are kind of zigging and zagging in a few different directions, and then the Chicago cop, the murder case going to the jury, and also my opinion on what I thought there. So let's do that. We're going to head to the mailbag. This one is Sam I Am. A woman from Ohio, Sam says, Katie, went missing while hiking in the Smokies. Do you know that this is the 11th death this year in the park? I think you have a friend. She's been on the show. Her name is Meredith, I believe, who's from Asheville and lives near the Smokies. I think I heard you talking to her about hiking and living there. What a crazy thing. The Smoky Mountains are so beautiful, that national park. I don't know if you've been there, but the terrain is really rough, especially if you're by yourself or you don't know where you're going. And apparently, this woman is, you know, was missing. And so what do you think happened? I think it was some kind of weird accident. What's really crazy here, and I'll have to ask her about that. It's thanks for remembering that, Sam. So, yes, we have talked to her a few times on the show. It's been a while. But this was a woman who was with her daughter. So she's like 53. Her daughter's 20. And they were hiking near this area, the highest peak in the Smokies, called Klingman's Dome. And they were coming from another trail that was kind of a moderate trail. When they were about a quarter mile from the mountain, the daughter went on ahead to climb that dome. And she was going to meet her mother back at the park. But she never, at the parking lot, but she never appeared. So she was seen at about 5 o'clock on September 25th, they say. She was supposedly considered this on-trail hiker. They had spent a couple days hiking the Smokies, these strenuous trails, etc., etc. So they had 175 people climbing all over the place from 5 different states, 50 different organizations, helicopters, drones, canine units, all that kind of stuff, trying to find her in this thick vegetation. And they're asking, how is it possible? It's such a busy place, this dome, because it's popular for the tower, and it's the highest point of the park. How is that possible for that to happen? And the answer is, they don't know. I mean, they say that sometimes people get lost or turned around where there are trail intersections. So they're considering this to be the 11th fatality because there's no way. So the Smokies is the most visited national park we have. So I'm glad you brought that up. 11.3 million visitors in 2017. So, wow. But how sad. Sad for the daughter. So the 20-year-old gets down, but the mother doesn't. Wow. I mean, I hope this is, it's not weird to say, but I hope they find the mother, because then at least there's not great closure, but at least there's closure. Like, what happened? Did she slip? Did something, you know, what was it? What happened? Presidential alert happened, and a lot of you sounded off on that, including William, who says, Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I've never written you an email. I've thought about it, but finally I got my rear end down and decided to pound one out. What is the deal with this presidential alert? I forgot all about it, and I was in an office, and boom, it went off all over the place. I'm on the East Coast, so it happened just after 2 o'clock, and it was really kind of freaky. I don't know why. I think there were people talking about it. What is the deal behind the presidential alert? What are they trying to alert us from? I don't get it. Is this another Trump thing? What does it mean? So, yes, you know, it's interesting because I was speaking that day, and I was in this like sort of green room area, and I knew about it, but boom, it went off. And then the people near me were talking to me, and it went off, and they said something about it. And sure enough, FEMA said cell phones compatible with the wireless emergency alert system that are turned on within any kind of a range of an active cell tower, they would get the message. So they were encouraging people to send comments. So if you have a comment, William, to FEMA-nationaltest@fema.dhs.gov. And they're saying that if people didn't get the alerts, that they should send what they use, who's their provider, where were they using their phone. And I think that's the idea. I did get it. I think they are trying to figure out, so kind of like an Amber Alert, that if there was some sort of warning, then you would get that and you would know. It's just kind of like how Twitter is being used. I mean, everything is happening on Twitter. If there's a lockdown in your building, they're tweeting it out. If there's news, sheriff's, police office, You know, police stations are tweeting out information that way. So this is the world we live in, and that's what that's about. It was scary. There was one other person who said something funny, and this one was from Max, and Max said, "Presidential alert, baby, just ringing in my pocket." And in an inopportune moment, I was in the middle of a test. I go to Drake University, and it really rocked us all, although we got a few minutes to collect ourselves, and that was pretty cool. Okay, so like an earthquake going off. What is that? Turn off your phones. We told you all, turn off your phones, for goodness sake. Okay, so we go from the presidential alert to there were some thoughts on a couple of other things, too. I mentioned these spiders because Devin said, "Hello, Kate. I'm wondering if you're aware of the venomous spiders. I'm originally from London, and my sister and her family live there, and they sent me a note about some spiders that have shut down one of the schools that my nephew goes to, and apparently there is an infestation of these creepy critters. Have you ever seen what one looks like?" Yes, and I saw a story on this. I'm sorry for my British accent. I apologize. These schools are really close to each other, and they're saying they could be close for 3 weeks. They told parents it was a difficult decision to close the school. It's called a false widow spider. False widows aren't likely to bite the kids, but the bites would feel like a wasp sting, and they could provoke reactions in students. I'm sorry, if I have a child, look, it's up to you. We have these false widows that are all over the place in the school. Just, if you want to send your kid to school, it's going to feel like a wasp is biting them, and they might break out in a rash, or they might swell up, who knows? So because of that, they are closing the schools, and they're just getting homework to the kids, that kind of thing. And they aren't life-threatening, but they can cause headaches, nausea, lethargy. My son is lethargic because he was bit by a false widow spider. I'm sorry, just crazy. And I guess they've had this kind of spider for a while, since the late 1800s, and it just happens to be in these schools that are near each other and these buildings. So their eggs hatch, and all of a sudden there's a ton of them. Ugh. I don't like to think about spiders. Every once in a while I see a spider. When I lived in, some of you may relate to this, I lived in El Paso for, gosh, like 8 months when I was a kid, and I was doing television, and it was a great time of my life, though, because everybody was young in the newsroom and from all over the place, and people, we weren't there long, so we were moving on to better, you know, better positions in the business. But I remember going to a gym, and I can remember my brother was visiting me, and he went running outside of the gym, and it was kind of, you know, it was dusk, and it started to get darker, and a tarantula jumped out of the bush, because they're all over the place, and those tarantulas are scary. I mean, when didn't grow up with them, and you're not used to them, you see this thing just kind of leaps, you're like, oh! And I've seen those camel spiders, so all the troops, when they're in the desert, they have that netting over the beds and stuff, because, of course, you wake up, and there's these huge camel spiders that are so freaky to see. Whoa! Brutal. All right, let's move on to some more of your thoughts quickly. And how about this one? This one is from Jake in Austin. He certainly emails us all the time. And Jake says, "Kate, I'm going to lighten the load. And since Kavanaugh talked about beer, I'm going to talk about a bottle of Macallan, the Holy Grail. And the Holy Grail of Scotch whiskey, as you know, I've heard you mention it before, is Macallan. It sold for $1.1 million at an auction. I guess it was in a 1926 bottle. Yes, it was a 1926 bottle. and it was one of about a dozen bottled in 1986 at a whiskey sale in Edinburgh, Scotland. So they knew it was going to go pretty high. The winning bid went to a private collector in Asia who participated by phone, surpassed the record that was set in May when another bottle of the Macallan Valerio Adini 1926 sold for $1.6 million. Wow. A bottle of scotch. But it's rare, right? So it's the label, it's the whole thing. And if it's the holy grail of whiskey, and that's your thing, and you got that kind of money, I mean, obviously, if you're paying for that kind of money for that scotch, then you could afford to burn through it. Be careful of your raw meat, by the way. 6.5 million pounds of raw beef products recalled Thursday from a plant in Arizona where the feds say that people are complaining, getting nauseous, getting sick, salmonella. That's not a good thing. Stay with us.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Yeah.
like in our cheap movie review, Madonna had her turn at the movies, where she was starred in several movies. Some of them did well, some of them not as good. Now you've got Lady Gaga starring in a movie where I think she looks like, because she's an incredible songwriter and singer, I think. If you just listen to her purely for what her musical abilities are, and she's a graduate of Juilliard, she knows her craft. I mean, it's more than her having the fan base and the whole, they're called Little Monsters, the huge followers she has and all of that. I think she just has that raw talent that can explode in all kinds of directions. That's why I call it raw, because she can do anything with that voice. So the Star is Born is a remake. It's been done several times in its history. You know, you can go back to Judy Garland and Barbara Streisand, and now you got Lady Gaga in the lead role, and Bradley Cooper was the one who brought this together. And I'll tell you what, it's getting huge, wonderful reviews, really big reviews. That there's story here, there's drama, that kind of stuff. It's rated R. It's a long movie, 2 hours, 15 minutes, and it's about a hard-drinking country music star who falls madly in love with a struggling but talented singer, and what happens when the two collide. Here's a snippet.
Maybe it's time to let the old ways down. Maybe it's time to let the old ways down. Takes a lot to change a man. Hell, it takes a lot to try. You know, man, in the old days, I always knew, like, you were going to do something, that you'd be all right. It's the first time I'm worried about you. Can I ask you a personal question?
Okay.
Tell me something, girl.
Do you write songs or anything? I don't sing my own songs. Why? I just don't feel comfortable. Why wouldn't you feel comfortable? Almost every single person has told me they liked the way I sounded, but that they didn't like the way I look. I think you're beautiful.
I'm falling.
Hey. What? I just want to take another look at you.
In all the good times, I find myself longing for change.
Here's what we're going to do. Come sing that song that I love. No, I can't do that.
Here we go.
Look at me.
All you gotta do is trust me. All you gotta do.
Go. What happens when they collide? One career's taking off and the other one's best days are behind them. I think this is going to take off. It's a musical romantic drama that's now been remade. This is the fourth time. Something completely different is this movie called Venom.
I'm Eddie Brock. I'm a reporter. I always seem to find myself questioning something the government may not be looking at. I found something really bad. And I have been
Taken. Look around at the world. What do you see? A planet on the brink of collapse. Human beings are disposable. But man and symbiote combined. This is a new race, a new species. A higher life form.
You will find out.
I am so sorry. We cannot just hurt people.
Look into my eyes, Eddie. I see it.
So there you go, Venom. It's another one of those movies where it's a superhero film based on Marvel Comics, the character by the same name. Venom, not getting as high praise as A Star Is Born. It's action-packed, 1 hour, 52 minutes. Tom Hardy is the lead role. Michelle Williams is in it, too. If you like Venom, you'll like this. I mean, there's the bottom line, right? Maybe better to be wait for streaming. Now, this one, you got to be a real fan of the series. And guess what? Andy and I are. So check out Predator.
He found him in Mexico. Daddy suggests they track trade.
A range of snipers made first contact.
He's being evaluated.
You show me again, I'm going to break your neck.
It's the loony bus. We told you. Why are you here?
I had to run into the space event. That's the thing that killed my man.
It'll take us one by one.
So come and get us.
So Predator, first one was in 1987, Arnold Schwarzenegger, such a huge series for him. This one, violence, that kind of stuff, the action that sets up, you know, all kinds of things that happen with the whole Predator thing. Andy, what do you think? Are you hearing good things about Predator?
I heard a couple good things. I heard from one person that it's really funny. And then the next person said that it wasn't really funny, but that it was really good.
Yeah, I heard it's really good because you've got, you know, it's that whole elite military deal, and it's all about the whole saving thing. And I guess there's some one-liners in it. That's why they're saying there's some funny, and it's sort of over the top, kind of like some of the new movies are that have the genre of the hero and the whatever, you know?
Well, the original had a lot of one-liners in it.
Yes.
Jesse Ventura.
I ain't got time to bleed.
That's good. That's maybe the best line in the whole movie. I ain't got time to bleed. And, you know, Carl Weathers was in that. Bill Duke was in that first one. Schwarzenegger, of course. You know,
did most of the cast get involved with politics afterwards?
And, you know, exactly. Who else was in politics for that movie? That's a good trivia question. And so here we are now in 2018 with the latest Predator, and it's a big franchise. And I think, here's the deal. If it doesn't hit its mark in the theaters, it will streaming, because people, I think, will stream this. But if you're a fan of Predator, you know how it just pulls you in. And you're thinking from the outer reaches of space into the small little towns of suburbia. It's all about that whole thing with the Predator. A young boy accidentally triggering the return to Earth, the Predator. And only these ex-soldiers and a disgruntled science teacher can save the human race. You think they'll do it? If you you go to see a movie, send me your cheap movie review, katedelaneyspeaker.com. You can send it there, click on contact, or katedelaneyradio.com. It's even easier. Thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.